Hi.
Are we live?
I think we are.
Hey guys, it's Emily and Brandon sitting here on a rainy Sunday afternoon at one of her open houses. And this morning, it's Sunday morning, I preached a sermon on how to make the most out of marriage. And I gave a few different things from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. Monogamy, charity, longevity, and my favorite was intimacy. And it was a great sermon. I had a great time preparing it, and I think the Holy Spirit used it quite a bit. But I encourage you to download that later on this week when it's made available at wearechristchurch.com. But I have a few more things we would like to add. And just for this video, we'd like to say that one of the aspects of making the most out of marriage that we didn't mention was that it begins with an equal yoke. Now, that's kind of a weird phrase, I think. The picture is of two oxen, the plural of ox is
oxen.
So oxen plowing a row.
A field.
Plowing a field, they need to be going in the same direction. If they're going in two different directions, well, there's not going to be a lot of fruitfulness. You're not going to have much of a harvest at all. You need to be going in the same direction. One vision, one trajectory. Two visions is division. And so it begins, making the most out of the gift of marriage as a believer, it begins with being equally yoked. So if you're dating, listen, don't give your heart over to an unbeliever. Don't let your affections be ensnared. Don't give your emotions away. Certainly don't give your body or your relational energy over to someone who doesn't love Jesus. I mean, Jesus is at the core of your being. So, you know, you want him to be at the core of your marriage as well. Don't be unequally yoked. Now, we're at an open house, so if anyone walks in, we're going to have to call this quits. But I wonder if we were unequally yoked, or were we equally yoked when we first got married? It's been 15 years.
Yeah, I think we were young. I think we were equally yoked.
I believe we were, too. Yeah. But I would say this, that neither of us had a pastor.
Right. We were not guided.
No, we had no pastoral guidance. To our own fault, neither of us were covenanted members in a local church. We didn't really have our opinions kind of screened by a community. So honestly, we really could have screwed things up. And
we talk about this all the time,
but God just saved us from making what could have been terrible decisions. He brought us together. We were neighbors, not by our own doing, but he brought us together, two believers living a few doors down from each other. And I feel like as far as when we talk about marriage being a gift from God, I just literally, it's a surprise gift that I never could have dreamt up on my own. So, don't be unequally yoked. Key to making the most out of marriage. We're going to come back, not today, but later this week with maybe a few other ways to make the most out of this gift we call marriage. Until next time, it's Brandon and Emily.
It's worth waiting for something good. Bye.
Peace.